With Congress in its August recess and contentious midterm election races heating up across the state, congressional leaders are spending much of their time traveling their district, hoping to reconnect with the voters of West Virginia. Yesterday, two of those leaders spent the afternoon in Bluefield discussing the so-called war on coal with other politicians and industry leaders. The Bluefield Coal Symposium was almost like a who's who in West Virginia politics. Of the five participants, three were members of Congress. Congressman Nick Rahal and Morgan Griffith of Virginia served as panelists, and Senator Joe Manchin acted as moderator. Also on the panel were Attorney General Patrick Morrissey, West Virginia Coal Association President Bill Rainey, and Alpha Natural Resources Senior Vice President of Environmental Affairs Gene Kitts. What you get at an event like this is a conversation on a variety of energy-related issues. Panelists discussed coal sequestration, climate change, even the Export-Import Bank. What you don't get, however, is much variety in opinion. The panel's allegiance to the coal industry was unwavering. During opening remarks, Morrissey focused on the legal standing he has taken against the Environmental Protection Agency. In July, after the agency revealed new rules to lower carbon emissions from coal-fired power plants, Morrissey joined nine other state attorneys general in filing an amicus brief, saying the EPA doesn't have the authority to create such regulations.
I think that the Obama administration's ultimate goal is not to finalize this rule, but it's to ensure that the market moves away from coal. They know that this rule is really deficient, and it's likely to fall in the courts. So what they want to do is they want to cause the power plants to move over and disregard coal. We can't let that happen.
After remarks, panelists took written questions from the audience, many of which were focused on the downturn in the industry. One audience member wanted to know, of the politicians, how were they working to restore the jobs that will be lost in the coal fields as a result of the EPA's regulations? Rahal says diversification should be part of it, but at the same time, didn't want anyone to get the impression he was speaking poorly of coal. Here's part of his answer.
But in the long range, I think we have to look at our overall economic structure in southern West Virginia. Coal's number one, make no mistake about it, has been, is, always will be. We'll never turn our backs on the coal industry. But I think that should also help us to diversify our economy and have other industries in place so that we can have the retraining or other places for dislocated coal miners, however temporary it may be, to go and work.
Rahal says it's not the federal government's job to come in and diversify the economy, but they should be partners with the state and communities in doing so, something he doesn't think the administration is willing to put resources toward doing. Rainey, on the other hand, an industry leader, seemed to be on the opposite side of those retraining and diversification programs.
And everybody in Washington, I don't mean these guys, I'm not talking about our representatives up there, but I'm telling you, the bunch we have to deal with who won't talk to us, have no respect for our industry, make themselves feel better by sending retraining money down here to retrain our coal miners who are the best in the world at what they do, and they send that money down here to make themselves feel better.
From there, the conversation focused on provisions in the Affordable Care Act that provided better care for black lung patients. In regards to securing these benefits, all of the panelists, regardless of their party affiliation, say they support that cause. An audience member asked what the public could do to help fight Washington on coal regulations, and the general response was to spread the word through social media, friends, and family. Panelists also suggested members of the public should talk about the economic effects with people who live in states who don't produce coal. Overall, the rhetoric was focused on Washington as the cause of the industry's decline. Manchin closed the discussion with this statement.
In our coal industry, we've hit hard times before. This is not new to us. We've had market shifts. We've been through some tough times. We've had a lot of things happen to us in my lifetime over the years, but we've always made it through. The one factor that we never had the federal government doubling down when times got tough, making it almost impossible for us to survive. We've never been hit like this before. We've always had government who would kind of reach out and be your partner. but we can't survive if the federal government doubles down.
The event was sponsored by the Bluefield Chamber of Commerce and WVVA-TV and held on the campus of Bluefield State College.